San Francisco Supervisor Aaron Peskin initially supported the plan to allow the use of lethal robots under extraordinary conditions. But Tuesday, he offered the amendment to send the policy back to committee for further discussion and debate.
And to change the last sentence of the first paragraph to say robots will not be used as a deadly force option, period.
Last week, supervisors voted 8-3 to approve robots' use of lethal force. The approval prompted an uproar in San Francisco and drew international attention. Civil rights and civil liberties groups denounced the proposal and warned it posed a particular danger to the city's black and brown residents. The vote to send it back to committee was also 8-3. Supervisor Gordon Marr said after further reflection, he had changed his mind since voting for the policy last week.
You know, I felt increasingly uncomfortable with our vote on that particular policy. As I stated last week, I simply do not think arming robots and giving them license to kill will make us safer.
The proposal was amended last week to specify that police officers would use lethal robots only after deploying alternative force or de-escalation tactics or concluding alternative means wouldn't work. Only a limited number of high-ranking officers could authorize their use. Robots could deploy explosives, but not fire guns. San Francisco Supervisor Matt Dorsey said he had not changed his mind about approving the use of lethal robots.
You know, for me, nothing has changed since last week when I voted to support this. And as I said last week, I think this is something that preserves the status quo.
San Francisco police currently have a dozen functioning robots used to assess bombs or provide eyes in low visibility situations. Police first acquired robots in 2010, but they need explicit authorization for their use after a new California law went into effect this year requiring police and sheriff's departments to inventory military-grade equipment and seek local legislative approval for their use. Supervisor Dean Preston, who was among the most vocal opponents on the board, said he has concerns that go beyond arming robots.
Particularly the concern that some advocates have raised around the removal of hundreds of assault weapons from the policy, and also my understanding through the city attorney once the policy is approved, that SFPD can buy more military equipment as long as it's within the funding that they already have allocated to them. That's a concern for me as well.
A federal program has long dispensed grenade launchers, camouflage uniforms, bayonets, armored vehicles, and other surplus military equipment to local law enforcement. San Francisco police said no robots were obtained from military surplus, but some were purchased with federal grant money. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.